Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about the fear of God. We're going to be looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 27 to 28. There are only two verses, but they're very deep. So we'll try to understand what the Bible is trying to tell us in these two verses. And the Bible says, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you heard in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Not too many people believe in the hell. Not too many people believe there are some religions that they believe after they die, then they're gonna go to, rise up again, but in another person. And that's something weird because we gotta remember we are created by God. You know, God, when he created us, he gave us life and he gave us his spirit. We got to tell this, as human, we are, we're made out of three parts. We're a body. We're made up of a spirit, which is a spirit of God. And we're made of a soul. So when we die, so our body go to the ground, our spirit come back to God, but our soul go to sleep, and it's gonna be waiting, when Jesus came in for the judgment. And some people think, they don't believe in the hell. They think that's fabulous, that's something like a history, a movie or soap opera. About Christianity, but the Bible says in a couple of chapters about the hell. But I won't be focused too much on that. I want to focus on the Bible saying, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak out in the light. When the Bible said whatever speak to the in the dark, that means it's when we are praying to God, and we have a conversation with God. So he's telling a lot of things, he's telling you answers, he's telling you what you gotta do, you are in the ministry. So he tells you exactly what to do, what are gonna be the next steps to do. But at the same time, God tell you when he got a specific word for someone. And that's something we need to understand. I'm trying to explain the best way I can. Let's say you are praying, you're asking both for an answer about something specific. But sometimes you are so, oppressed that sometimes you are your mind is out of control. You have been lost the hope. So, and you are praying God, and God is starting to tell you the answer. But sometimes you are not calm enough to listen to that voice. And God, tell somebody else to tell you the answer. And that's how God's work, because we are human. So we make mistakes. So we are first, we are afraid of a lot of things. Sometimes we see everything out of control. So we start lost and, we start getting weak. We start lost in the control. And because everything came together, so that's why the Bible is saying, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak up in the light. And that's something else too. As a ministry, you gotta make sure you have a close relationship with God. You gotta make sure God is telling you everything you gotta do. And it's not your feeling, they're not your emotion. That's something else. Some people, they act by emotions, they act by feelings. you know, sometimes they wake up and they wanna like do a lot of things for God. They got a lot of things in the ministry. They wanna, you know, literally they wanna eat, you know, that whole world. But next day they wake up like, you know, not too good, and then they start feeling bad. They, you know, whatever they proposal in the beginning, so they say like, I know what, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't feel, you know, I'm able to do it. I don't feel like I'm good enough to do it. That's when people start like going through by feeling, by how they feel, but or emotion. Like sometimes God give you a word. So like, I'm gonna do this with you. I'm gonna have a bless about this in your life, and you start getting like excited and start like trying to go through, but you went through by emotions. And when you are on this road, we gotta remember, we gotta kill ourselves all the time. We need to die to ourselves all the time. And something we need to understand is like we cannot go through by feeling or emotions. We gotta make sure we got our faith straight, we got like our faith firm, we got our belief, you know, firm and straight, because we cannot go by feeling. Because when we go by feelings, we will make a lot of mistakes. And whatever God tells us in the darkness, we won't be able to speak out in the light, because most of the time it will be our emotions. But and the Bible says something else, say like, and what you heard in the ear, preach on the roof, the house tops. What this mean when I hear? The same thing. When you have like a close relationship with God, so God will not talk to you straight. And a lot of people doesn't believe like God can talk to us, but the Bible saying like if you believe, nothing is impossible to those who believe. And God's speaking up to us like a different ways. When we read the Bible, when we have like our devotional, when we, you know, we are meditating in the book, you know, the law, and when we are like have those relationship with Him, so it speak out like to our heart. And that's something that people doesn't, you know, understand. God speak different ways. Even you get out of your house and you see the trees, you see like the birds, you see like a person, God can speak to you different ways. But you need to know how to understand His voice. And that's something totally different, because if you don't get away from yourself, you get away from like about your knowledge. That's what people, they think like because they got a lot of knowledge, they know God. One thing is not about God. And totally different, that's not God. God need to know it. To know God, you need to have a close relationship. To know God, you need to die to yourself. And that's the most important part, to be able to hear that the voice of God and not be different voices around, you know, trying to get away. So, and the verse 28 saying like, and though no fear does to kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Who's talking about this? The Bible is talking about like those people who are trying to go against you, who are trying to, you know, to make you like feel like you are not enough, you are not good enough to be in the position that you are, or to have the blessing that you have. And it's talking about other things. It's talking about like a people, you know, who's against you, trying to stop you of the proposal of God in your life. But sometimes just like not only people, sometimes like that spirits around, the forces, you know, of the darkness, they're trying to stop us. We cannot be afraid of those. We cannot be afraid of anybody who's trying to stop us from the proposal of God. God has a proposal for our life, and we need to go through. We need to fight it. We need to go through to be able to go finish it, the proposal in our life. You know, He got like a lot of things to do in our life, but a lot of people are trying to stop you. Even like, because to be honest, no one, everybody around you, even you close, you know, people to you, they want to be you to be blessed. You want to be, you know, to grow up. But most of the time, they feel good when you grow up, but they don't want you to grow up more than they do. And that's unity. That's how we are as humans. We want everybody to grow up, but we don't want to be under those guys, under these people, because we want to feel more important than anybody. And that's something we cannot be. We cannot be like that. Like, a proposal as a ministry that's, train people, that's, prepare people to be better than we are. A good teacher does not a one who's better than everybody. The good teacher, the good leader, is that one who's made people better than he is. And the Bible saying like a different things, even Jesus Christ saying like, you wanna do, bigger thing than I do. But it says something, you do in my name. So that means we can do a lot of things. We can be, we can see miracles. We can have a really good experience with God. But that doesn't mean it's better than anybody. That's because of grace. That's because of his love. That's because he's really good with us. But we cannot be afraid to those who kill the body, to those who who came against us. But the Bible says something very specific. It said but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in the hell. So when we talk about fear, and most of the times be afraid to do all the things, and because we're gonna have bad things coming to us. It's not talking about that. The Bible's talking about be afraid, be fear of God, of don't do something bad that is gonna have consequences of what of the acts, of the actions. And that's why we need to be, keep in mind, because God loves us. God has really good plans for us. God has really, really good plans for our life, for our family, for our ministry. But we need to keep walking. We gotta keep strength. We gotta keep taking care of life. We gotta make sure we take care of our relationship with Him. And don't do anything bad that can be against us. Because the Bible saying Jesus Christ is next to the Father, intercepting for us, for everything we do. But at one point, who's our lawyer, gonna be our judge, and gonna be judging us at the end. So we cannot be afraid to die. A lot of people is afraid about death, about how, what's gonna happen when I die. And mostly it's because they are not sure they wanna be safe. They are not sure about their salvation yet. And we cannot be afraid of that, because we have a hope, we wanna rise up, and live in eternity. But we need to believe it. We need to believe God. We need to be close to God as much as we can, because He's the one who gonna transform us. He's the one who gonna explain us, gonna train us the right way to continue and to go to another level, to new level of faith, to new level of mature, to new level of a spiritual. So we can go to new levels, but we keep close to God. So this has to be the message for today. And I hope it has been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video, and I ask people to subscribe to the channel if this has been blessed to you. And see you tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. with a new live video. And we're going to be talking tomorrow about confess Christ before men. So don't miss it up, and see you tomorrow with a new live streaming. And have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Bye.